UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Let's get ready for Marcus Mapin. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Mapin. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mapin. So sit back and relax and watch Mapin.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mapin on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mapin and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Mapin. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. It's important you know that number during the summer because there has been a change in summer momentum. I can't wait to talk about it. Some people talk random sports because they want to. We talk Cardinal sports because we have to and we need to. We can't help ourselves. Steve Rummage and Norton Commons, Nikki V in the booth.
Man, you know what? I woke up this morning. I knew the wife come in from work. They're going to, she's going to a Van Gogh experience today thing that's over there with her sister.
Awesome.
But she had to work last night. So she said, you know, she come in, look, she took a shower. She got out of the shower. Walked out the bathroom.
It's Friday, Steve.
I know. She walked out the bathroom. I'll leave that to the imagination. She said, hey, babe, do you think it would be okay if you did the show at home today so I could sleep a little bit before I go? And then she was like, you know, if it's okay. And I'm like, now this is unfair.
Yeah, right. That's just cheating. Yeah, I'll stay home.
I'm like, babe, like, you know I'm obsessed with you, okay? Like,
you're not allowed to ask me questions under these circumstances.
Yeah, yes.
I'll say anything, like, honey.
I know. I'm like, yeah, I'll call Marcus.
He'll understand, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, don't worry. But anyway, so I'm doing that while she gets a little sleep. So I appreciate y'all allowing me to do that. But before I chatted with you on the phone, that was about 7:30, so I got out and
you ran some errands.
Went and grabbed a coffee, did some things, and just was able to have a good morning appreciation drive, and it was very nice.
Wasn't extremely hot.
No, not really. Listen, you're right. I had the air on. I even rolled the window down a little bit. And you want to know who I thought about this morning?
I'm listening.
Nick Falvano and Marcus Mapin.
Really? Well, Nikki's getting a hot water for me right now, so I don't know if that messes up the story.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It was, you can fill him in, let him know. It was just, listen, I just have to tell you guys on air, I appreciate you two. I was driving and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do radio today with Marcus Mapin and Nick Falvano. And I was like, it's a good day. It's a good day.
It's a good day.
Yeah. I was like, we're like-minded people. Well, not really Nick, but,
even when we're not like-minded, we're understandable of each other.
Yeah. I was like, listen, I consider y'all good friends. I was like, if Marcus ever gets married, I'll probably be there.
For sure.
I would imagine. Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm like, it's just when Nick gets married, I was like, you know, I'll be there. I'm like, I have two guys that I know and love and appreciate. And
by the way, Nikki, this is an appreciation moment if you missed it. So you might want to mark this later on in life.
Yeah, yeah. I was just very appreciative of what I get to do with you two on a daily basis. So thank y'all. Thank you.
Likewise, yeah. Steve. Likewise.
Yes.
And
love you guys.
And Nikki, make sure you like put this on like when we become 93.9 the Vol and 93.9 the Cane. Make sure you know to bring this back up and just, you know, like I said, if you want to get the waterworks and all that good stuff, do the process level waterworks.
Yeah, have the little time to say goodbye and then have the segment playing. Yeah, there we got it.
If Nick has his way, it would be 93.9 the CNN. It'd be like, yeah, it'd just be great. Yeah, we'll do it all.
You mispronounced 93.9 the facts. I think you mispronounced that there, Steven.
So fair enough.
93.9 the woke.
I'm still as I'm booking my flight. Now that I got that out of the way, as I'm booking my amount flight to the Bahamas because I can't cruise, I was thinking of Nick, and I was like, you know,
we started.
Hang on, real quick before we get started, do you want to say hi to Marcus and get on in here because you're crawling all over me? You want to say hi, Marcus? Okay. Well, you're done. Well, that was your chance. You blew it. You blew it, kid. You blew it. You had one shot.
Snap back to reality.
Yeah, you had one shot.
You choked. You won't get it.
Yeah, you choked, kid. You do stuff like that. It starts like this, and you'll do that for the rest of your life in sports.
Time's
all right,
up.
Hang on there.
Over. Blah.
All right. Let's. It's a feel good Friday,
for,
man.
For sure. Well, Nikki V in the booth.
Nikki? They want the boot. almost snap back to reality there. How are you guys? Everything going okay? I mean, I ran up the hallway to grab something. I was being besmirched by Louis Rabeau, who was accusing me.
Went to grab something. Marcus made you go get his water.
That was it.
He requested.
I mean, I went and got a little something. You know, I had to grab something. No, dude, he made you go get his
what,
water.
Louis Rabeau, he's trying to convince you to eat donuts?
No.
You were eating donuts.
No, I didn't eat a donut because I was telling Steve in the lead up to the show I had a horrible breakfast. I just ate terrible food. Mm-hmm. I did a see the food, eat the food, and I feel sticky. You know, and you just feel like your body's like 50% like maple syrup.
Yeah.
It's probably not the best one. I got to get back on Vitality. So
no, you don't have to go. You don't have to go fully extreme. You can just do better.
Well, ease in. Yeah, I know. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. I need to do, you know, the tips that they teach you, you know, for a healthy lifetime.
Lifestyle,
not just the diet. Change. Yeah, the lifestyle change. I need to go back to that because that truly does work.
Because I will say Vitality, too. Let me give them credit, man. They don't put you on that program and tell you, hey, just
good luck.
Do that. Well, no. Even like they want you to do it to where you don't have to do it.
Yes.
Like right. I will say that. They are like Sterling and those over there, they really do a good job of like, hey, man, do this. And then you don't have to do this your whole life. Like,
yeah, do this instead. Yeah. You do this. If you do this instead, you'll never have to do that again. Like, you know, you won't have to do the diet thing if you just eat healthy.
Me and Nick just apparently have a God complex and feel like we can eat whatever we want at any time and just go do Vitality whenever we want.
Yeah, but that's basically it. It's just like.
But once you've done it, hey, listen, but here's the problem, Steve. Here is the exact problem. You and I, when you and Nikki, when we joke around about like-minded, nobody will ever convince me ex-athletes get fat because they know how to train.
Yeah.
And they know how to lose. Like, they spend the next 40 years saying, I could get skinny if I wanted to.
Marcus, I tell you all the time, and listen, am I tooting my own horn? Yes, kind of. But I tell Marcus all the time, Nick, I'm like, it scares me to death that I'm 300 pounds and go run 2 miles. I'll go run 2 miles right now if I want to.
That is impressive. See, like, that's what's worrying me. Like,
okay, but here's
I gotta
the problem,
get back
Nick.
In the gym, man. Gotta get back
I'm
in the lab.
I'm going to wake up one morning if I don't get my body right. I'm gonna wake up one morning, and really, that knee thing has kind of Memento Mori, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's like that knee thing is like, it's all it takes is one. And now all of a sudden, you can't run anymore. You know what I'm saying? You can't do this anymore. And it's like, yeah, you got to, there's other things you got to get right.
No, listen, Steve, yeah. I've watched too many former athletes put on all this weight and then trim up.
Like, yes.
You know, just listen, I've just seen too many people do it. I'm telling you, the worst thing to do is to feel like you can do it whenever you want to.
I know. So I know. Like, somebody yeah. like, Steve, you're getting a little fat. I'm like, oh, okay, well, let's go race. You know, or something. And it's like, yeah, okay. But, yeah, the day's going to come where that's just not the case. It's just not the case anymore.
Okay, so here's the thing. Here's the thing.
And then I die. And you guys are like, this is terrible.
Oh, I'll say that.
No, go get Louie.
Now I'm saying, yeah, I know, yeah, just replace me, like, boom, boom, boom. Who would y'all bring in if I just was like, I was just done?
We'd go solo, right?
Probably.
Nikki would just move into your spot.
Let's not kill me out.
Yeah,
let's not kill me off.
I know. I was going to say, it's pretty morbid.
Yeah, I was going to say, it got on me about using the I word yesterday or using the D word today. Yeah. It was like.
You're right. So.
And that's the fun D word.
So.
wait a minute. The D word's fun?
It's funny.
Never mind.
So.
Richard.
So. Here's the thing, Steve.
Moby.
You gave me an assignment. I completed the wrong assignment, but it turned out good.
Yeah.
Steve asked me to watch a certain game or two. I was obviously in the wrong sport, Nikki. Now we're going to talk some football. We're going to talk some football this morning. And I want to make sure I open up the phone lines loud and clear this morning. 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939. And you know what? This is one of those days I want to hear it. I want to hear how you're feeling passionately on a Friday. Like, let loose. 8150-939. I'll be a little slower on the text. Okay? So don't harp on me too bad about the text. I'll get to them, but I'll be a little slower. But use that number. Keep Nikki busy today. I'm listening, Steve.
Well, I was going to say, let me tag on to that. I told you the other day, Marcus, and the reason why I think we're here and this is starting to happen. I ran to grab dinner the other night. Ran over to order some food. Went to pick it up. I'm driving. I'm listening to Mark Ennis and Dave Skull. Uh-huh. Right? It was Media Day. Wednesday, I think it was.
Right.
They do a good job at breaking down football, right? I enjoy listening to them break down some football.
Don't move too much. You got a little robotic for a second.
Steve. Okay. Sorry, I walked. There's one spot. I mean, it's like it's not like I have fiber.
You're in a terrible spot right now. But go ahead.
Listen. Okay, am I better now?
Keep going.
Okay. All right. Are we good?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm listening to Ennis and Dave Skull, and they're breaking down some football. And this happens in the summer every year. But as I'm driving, they're talking, you know, this and the receivers, and we're doing this, and Ty Evans and running back. And it was just like something just clicked in my soul.
Mm.
And it was like, all right, I'm in. Let's go. It's football time.
Let's go.
Yeah, and I think that happens to everybody at a certain point in the summer, and mine just so happened to be then. It was like I'm in full football mode. Like let's do it.
It was. I had a little bit of that off your assignment. I had a little bit of that. Here's the thing, Steve. I purposely made note of the weather this morning. 2 days ago, it was as muggy as all get out when you open your door in the morning.
Yeah,
it was July muggy, right?
Yes.
This morning, it was just a little. Like I said, I understand.
Ooh.
I understand the heat.
Just the wind.
Yes.
Like,
yes. Yeah. The smell of the back end of summer. Just because at that. Okay. 2 days ago, Steve, it was 81 at 8:25 in the morning.
Yep.
Right. It was 81 degrees.
Yep.
2 days later, at 8:25 in the morning, It was 76. And listen, we're just talking about probably a 45-minute window.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be, look.
Oh, yeah.
45 minutes later, it was 81 degrees.
Yep.
But just that morning,
that's it.
76, 8, 9 degrees.
Little dew on the ground.
Yeah, just a little breeze, just a little open the door, and the grass smell just hits a little different was how it was this morning.
You did a great job. You did a great job at that.
Just recognize.
I felt it. I felt football there. That was perfect.
So, Steve, coming off the assignment, I'll tell everybody what the assignment was.
Okay.
I was supposed to watch Notre
Dame. You didn't understand it.
Nope. Listen.
But it worked out.
Steve told me to watch Notre Dame Louisville. Okay, people? Notre Dame Louisville. I apologize if my mind doesn't immediately go to Notre Dame and Mike Bray up in South Bend, Indiana, or South Bend, okay? I went football. And then I'm like, we didn't play them last year. But I said, you know what? Let's go back and look at these games and see what he's talking about. I didn't even text him to say which Notre Dame or which sport. I just watched our last Notre Dame games. Okay? And here's the thing. Steve requested that I watch condensed games. Steve said something to me because I made Steve, in turn, watch football with me this morning. Right?
Yep.
Steve and I simultaneously watched Notre Dame, Louisville. I'm sorry. Louisville, Notre Dame. And Notre Dame 2020. Okay?
Mm-hmm. The year of Nick.
You want to know what Steve ended up saying to me? Don't let him suck you in. This Nikki, just fight the urge.
Loved it, didn't you? Loved it.
You want to know, Nikki, what Steve said? Notre Dame was number 4 in the country when we played them. We're number 4 in the country. Steve watched the opening couple of plays and said, first of all, in the plays, he was cheering like he'd never seen the game before, which, in all fairness, he had a game, Elijah had a game when we played Notre Dame. So Steve didn't really remember the game like if you know, like if we were just watching it all invested. So Steve's watching it. He sees a couple plays like, let's go. Let's go. Couple plays in there. Steve says, hey, Jesus. I mean, of course he knows we didn't win it, but he says, did we win this game? Right? That's an ungodly thought, even to mention that, you know, because we say, oh, Louisville is just one, oh, they're coming off of 2 losing seasons. You know what's fascinating? What I discovered, Steve, watching these games with you?
I'm listening.
Louisville has the best condensed version of football games because every time you watch these condensed versions, you say, how did we lose this game?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Now I know
that's a good point.
Listen, I know that's kind of funny, and you can pick it apart, and you can make a joke about that, but here's the thing. Third down conversions don't make the condensed version. When Louisville gets a team, third and 13, a lot of times that doesn't really make the condensed version piece, right?
Right.
Okay, so now you're watching, and then you're like, oh, I remember we gave up that first down, that 9-yard hook route on third when we had everybody backed up. You know what I'm saying? Like that shows up a couple times on the condensed version, but that doesn't make it a lot of times. you see, you watch the game and you get some turnovers. You watch Monty Montgomery just hawk down the guy. You watch us make plays off the D tackle spot. You have a whole bunch of defensive highlights around the ball, you know, around the backfield, around the ball. You have some awesome offensive explosive plays. And then you start remembering, we had them in third and long 13 times. You know, we caught them behind the line of scrimmage 13 times in this game. We had some explosive offensive plays. You're like, the condensed version, we scored, we moved the ball, we had opportunities, we didn't make a play here and there. At my angriest at Satterfield, I don't want to hear you, coach. I don't want to hear we had our opportunities. And then I watch the game, Steve. And then I get away, as pissed off as I can be, I say, God, we had some opportunities. I realized I just didn't want to hear from Satterfield. So then I'm saying, geez, okay. So then you're watching these condensed versions, Steve. And you know what happens? You're watching it and it's 6-7. Right, Nikki? We just scored. Score 6-7. We just scored. You want to know what Satterfield does in Notre Dame?
What's he do?
Perfectly executed onside kick in the first quarter or second quarter. And I say perfectly executed in air quotes. Steve, would you call that perfectly executed? Would you call? He's beating his kid back there.
I mean,
listen, he called an onside kick. There was a new rule. You're not allowed to review blocks until like last year on the onside kick. It caught everybody with their quote unquote pants down. It was like, oh my God, what a great play call. Then you watch these condensed versions and you see, you know, Notre Dame tried a fake punt fake field goal, whatever. Fake punt or fake field goal, I can't remember which, right?
Yeah.
We responded with an onside kick that was, I mean, it was just immaculate. But, hey, one of our guys technically was called a blocker, but he dove the right way to muddy it. Yeah, they can call out a block if we're home, I think we get that.
It was 50-50 thing. Yeah.
If we're home, we get that.
Don't want to drink the Kool-Aid with the whole, you know, right. Well, they're Notre Dame, but sometimes.
So then I started thinking, that was a great play call on that onside kick. And I'm like, then I start thinking, Satterfield has brought some trick plays out of his rear end at some awesome times, right? So then I said, Marcus, okay, what do you grade him at the timing of a trick play? And I say, he's done a great job. So now I just start realizing we've had people in multiple third and longs. We hit trick plays at great times. You know, we had a year where we fumbled the ball all crazy, but outside of that, we moved the ball. We get on the goal line, Marshawn Ford coming out the backfield, perfect touchdown, very windy weather conditions, bang, bang, bang. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I watched two Notre Dame games where outside of going completely man, like, okay, the highlights that happened against us kind of came the same way, you know, and it's like, okay, we didn't have the stout the stout defensive lineman to stop that.
The big butt lineman.
Yeah, we just didn't have that. But now I'm watching, I'm like, man, 85% of what's going on these games, I'm liking what we're doing. Would you agree with that, Steve?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's one of those deals. Sorry, I had to drop off there for a second. We had a we had a casualty, and he's okay.
Yeah, so, I assume you were just beating
Yeah, it was like I had to make a decision. So I was like, all right, I can leave him crying in the room in there. It sounds like something bad happened.
Let him figure it out.
Yeah. So, but you know, you're right, and I think it's a great point you're bringing up
And I don't know how much you heard the onside.
Kick
was a great play call.
Yeah,
like he had his team ready to stop Notre Dame's trick plays. You know, he gets the wheel route out the backfield, the Javian, awesome, perfect play call. I mean, just had everybody off balance. You know, like I said, he has some consistent stuff. But listen, between his trick plays, the right times, like, you know, there's not a lot of screw ups. Like I said, the third and longs and the prevent, that's something, that's a narrative, and that's a problem. I'm okay with that. But there's a lot of really good things when you watch these games.
No, it really is. And do you know what? After watching some condensed football games, I think we end up back where we all know we're going to end up. If Brian Brown and this defense can figure it out, and let me say, there's a lot of different personnel this year.
Mm.
So there is some, and you've got guys healthy. It's definitely one of those things for me that it's like, that seems, and I know it's obvious, but that really is the issue. That really is the issue, I think. And when you watch condensed games, you see that. Like, I was watching Clemson, right? Clemson-Louisville from last year.
Mm-hmm.
You forget, Louisville-Clemson is 17-7, Louisville. Clemson, you know, gets a field goal or whatever. Louisville goes down and scores. It's 17-10. You're looking at it. There's 1:30 on the clock. Louisville kicks it off. Clemson fair catches it. Boom, 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 boom. Touchdown, 17 all at half. And it was flawless.
That, I understand the person that just says, okay, I understand where they're coming from when they just want to jump end result, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
But, again, I've always made it clear that, no, to me, sports is not just end result. Like, the details are what happens. So, again, if I say 85% of Coach Scott Satterfield, okay, he's winning. 85% of the plays, but let's just say like the six plays he doesn't win are catastrophic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like you said, the end of the half possession, the breakdown, the mental breakdown of his players at, you know, a couple of moments that end up hitting us big.
And we're not saying that cannot be a problem, because that can, after so long, become your identity. It becomes. Well, maybe that's what you are.
Yes.
Okay, so we're not ignoring that.
Yeah, right.
I just want to be clear.
Yeah, that's my point. But my point is, you cannot ignore how many great calls and how many positions you've been in to win. The Virginia, listen, everybody thinks about Virginia and the comeback and the prevent. And I do too. But I also, you watch it again. You say, if we fix that prevent situation, you know, if we, well, like I said, whatever the fix is, if Lole, listen, if bringing in Lole, who is the top defensive, I heard Blake Becker even make a joke about this, even on three, do you know how good you have to be to have on three rank you as the top transfer D tackle and going to Louisville? I mean, that's you're like the Anthony Davis of transfer markets.
He must be the greatest defensive lineman. Doomer Mill, move out of the way. Amobi Okoye, get out of the way. Michael Josiah, get out of the way. Dwayne White, get out of the
you
way.
You literally have to be
the Aaron Donald. He's Aaron Donald.
For on three to rank a transfer that's going to Louisville as the number one defensive tackle transfer in the country.
That guy got fired. Because I looked at the name. I'm like, who wrote that? I looked at the name. Now, I will say, I mean, because in the same breath, though, they did that and they moved Reuben Owens down to number two. So
that's like a ruse? That's
yeah,
like a
so up. Yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, man, we're going to, in a surprise move, they put out a little tweet. Reuben Owens has fell to Cedric Baxter. He's now the number two running back. Oh, yeah, go figure. Oh, no way.
Yeah, we don't know what happens. His performance.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see it. If I wanted to be really mean, I would read you some excerpts from an article that On3 put out today about DJ Wagner. If I wanted to be mean, but I don't want to be mean to the people in general.
Uh-huh.
But it is very much like he said this. So next, I ask him this. And he said this. So I'm like, well, oh, thank you. I don't, that's, Jesus. On three middle school? I don't know. Like, but anyways, I won't be mean.
Okay.
Kind of was.
Okay. I can't argue with, I wanted to wear my, purposely wear my red hoodie today too, so I could feel like Mr. Kool-Aid Man or something.
Okay.
So Steve,
okay.
Could if I was Mr. Kool-Aid Man and I said, okay, you hate that we can't get any pressure and we're in that prevent, you know, yep. Three-man rush. Well, yeah, we just got the number one defensive tackle transfer in all of college football.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not worried about being in the prevent the same way.
He was squatting over 600 pounds the other day, by the way.
Wait, repeat that because I don't think people heard you clear.
Who was squatting over 600 pounds. Somewhere somebody listening was like, I can squat 600 pounds. Okay. Well, you and Jermaine Lole.
600 would crush your – it would crush yourself.
I don't know. Squats is the one thing that everybody – you kind of add weight over the years. Like, I squatted at my most 415. I've turned that into 450 a few times when I was talking to people.
Because all it takes is one time for them not to hear you clear.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. What'd you squat? 415? Man, yeah. 450. Wow. Yeah, like, yeah.
I wish you were right.
I'm not going to bother to correct you.
I wish you were right, but listen, that was my max all-time squat. I have before, though, said, like, how much you squat? Ah, you know, like 450. Squat is one of those squats and deadlifts. Especially to a lineman tight end, you always add.
Thank God. Thank God Kenny Payne has moved him into resistance bands training and stuff like that. Could you imagine, listen, Steve, out of all the things in the world, can you imagine my college Maserati designed body and Coach Ganung telling me to deadlift something?
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine it. I don't know if you like what I'm imagining, but I can imagine
like can you say hernias? Can you say herniated? It's like look at my body, Coach. Does that look like a body that's supposed to be deadlifting 300 pounds? You know what I'm saying? Like, my back hurts, Coach.
Yeah.
Yes, I am 1.9.
Ears hurt.
Yeah, I am 1.9% body fat. I have a 48-inch vertical, and you want me dead what?
Nick, do you know what I'm talking about?
A deadlift? Yeah.
No. My fingers hurt.
Oh, God, yeah. Now your back's going to hurt.
Oh, yeah. Okay, thanks. Well, now your back's going to hurt because you just pulled landscaping duty.
Anyone else's fingers hurt? Listen. Didn't think so.
Listen, okay, so I don't even know how we – oh, deadlift 600 pounds. Yeah, adding
weight. Well, yeah, no, you said imagine you have an issue and you go get Jermaine Lole.
Right.
Yeah.
Jermaine Lole, which is a – what if he can get to the quarterback? You realize he was about to go to the league, right?
Well, let me even go a step further. What if he can command another guy that gets Momo Sanogo or Monty Montgomery Yasir Abdullah. Yeah, right. Or Ashton Gelati or Yaya Diaby coming off the side. Yeah. I mean, defense got to be good. Like, for the love of God.
Pulls you out of those prevents.
I'm naming people and I'm getting pissed off already. Like, I'm already getting pissed off giving up. I already have them giving up touchdowns and me going, the personnel's there.
Coach.
I'm just naming these names and I'm like, good God. It's got
to
be good.
Coach, if you can't find four guys that can get to that, quarterback.
You know Kendrick Duncan's back, right?
No, I didn't.
Like, Kendrick Duncan and MJ Griffin are going to start at safety. Like,
Coach, I shouldn't be clearing out my entire linebacker room to get to the quarterback now.
No.
I don't want to turn my back to listen, I don't want to have to turn my back to Ian Book anymore.
No.
I don't want to have to isolate my whole middle field to the quarterback keeper.
No.
Put me.
Do you know our card position is Marvin Dallas and Ben Perry now?
I don't want to watch Jack Fago get torched.
Well, we won't. That's one thing you won't do.
Listen, and Jack, you played hard football for Louisville, so don't.
He did.
I'm emotional. But I mean, right now.
We've got Trey Clark, and then you've got guys like Brownlee, like, you know what I'm saying, Chandler Jones. You got my Middle Tennessee State kid. Like, they're battling
We still admit that Keytrell Clark is awesome, right? I mean, we
– Yes.
Yeah, right. Like, we want – or do we have to say, well, he's coming off an I word, so we can't count him in?
No. No. Yeah, I mean, he's fine. Yeah, it'll be fine. It's like the personnel's there, and that's what I'm saying. If this defense – And bringing in Crime Dog, I mean, I like that, but it's like
we have some additional deep. We have another defensive scheme brain in here too. Like, let's not forget about that.
But if they're solid, you go well over that 6.5 that Vegas says, like well over.
Who was your guest on there that was on the V show yesterday, Nikki? Did you happen to hear Patty Ice and the quote coming from the guy from the V show yesterday, Steve?
I did not.
I want to bark at Patty Ice really quick. I'm gonna get out
when Bob's not on. I don't listen.
Quick commercial break. Midday with Marcus Maven. It's a fun little quote on 939 The Bill.
Ouch.
Came did it, then big hit it. I left Jay with it. Tag, now I'm is it. This is history being made all over. Just when they thought that it was all over. They hating, expect me to fail. Expect me to lose, don't expect me to sell. Well, hell, I got breaking news. Q shine bright like Jacob Jews. I try to help them, but they some ungrateful dudes. They see me on TV making moves. I've been there, done that. Got rich in 1 month, yeah, dumb stack. I done been through a lot of from that. I learned a lot, I've been waiting for this comeback. Now it's on me, the group split. They said I wouldn't do, but I'm way too creative, too sick. Innovative, I prayed and I proved it. I'm doing things that only most can imagine.
I'm a believer, I'm a achiever.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Mason. 81.50, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I got to ask you this, Nikki. Is there a particular reason that break was so long and you chose like an extra long first verse to the hook? Pull that all the way down because I don't want to get dinged for it.
I don't know. I just like that song. And then once it played like 20 seconds in, I was like, oh, yeah, it's kind of a long way to get to the hook.
All the way, yeah.
But the Jermaine Dupri hook's pretty sick. So I was like,
I like the hook.
In for
as
a penny,
well.
In for a pound.
Okay. The commercial break, the length of the commercial break, was that intentional? Were you trying to hunt down the sound?
It was a little bit of that, but I was also just clearing some spots. Oh, okay, I wanted to make sure we got all our stuff in because we got to break a little late. I figured we would just take it to the top. So. Yeah, I was just trying to fit everything in.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know if, like I said, my radio clock was a little off on that one. It just felt like Chris Curry. Facts, losing Monty and Kendrick really hurt us last season. Listen, now here's the thing. Did you find the whole clip with the one I was talking about? So, Steve.
Yes.
I forget the individual gentleman's name, North Carolina State guy. Well, Jason used it in the Sports Center, right? So I was going to text you this morning. First thing I was going to text you, Jason getting fired.
I'm listening.
When you hear this clip, actually, I wish, you know what? I wish, you don't have the Sports Center, do you? No, you know what? No, it's fine. Jason chose to play this clip on the commercial break at this point. I was like, he gonna get fired. I want you to hear this clip.
Okay.
Nikki, take it away.
I wrote today, I think NC State, one of their losses this year could be to Louisville.
Wow.
Because they play them right before they play Carolina. And I think Louisville is the kind of team that has that talent where you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I can't just outrun that guy. Oh, man, I got to block that defensive end. So whatever they get out of the portal, I'm sure will help them this year. But I think they have a chance to beat Clemson. I think they have a chance to beat NC State. I think they're with Miami, NC State, Louisville, Clemson. To me, are the most talented teams in the league.
Wow.
Well.
Steve, what would you have thought if you were listening to the Drew Diener show this morning, and that was in the Sports Center? Speak to me in front of the people. Speak to me like it's just us, Steve, and ride in your car and listen to that and tell me what feeling would that give you?
Well, we're now the flagship home of the University of Louisville, so I would say the times they are a-changing. I like it.
Did you hear Patty Ice in the background? Like, wow. I don't know why that stuck out in my brain, in my ear so much. Patty Ice just, whoa.
Hey.
Yeah, because that dude, he meant what he was saying. I'm sorry, say his name again, Nikki. I don't want to call him that dude. Do you know the gentleman's name in particular, Nikki? Do you know that gentleman's name in particular?
Nick, do you know who you had on your show?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was trying to find the Patty Ice. Wow, I was trying to find that drop. Yeah, no, it's Joe Giglio of 99.9 The Fan and WRAL-TV.
That's my
NC State beat guy.
You better get his name right. That's my guy that hung up on our guy, John.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wait, there are two Joe Giglios. It might have been the other one.
There is another one?
There is another one, but I think only one's an NC State guy. The other one,
The guy was an NC State guy.
It might have been Giglio. It might have been that Giglio.
Yeah. he is spicy. He was like, you don't even know who I am.
Play that one more time. Steve, listen to this again, okay?
Oh, let me listen. Let me light this cigarette real quick. I don't even
smoke. I wrote today, I think NC State, one of their losses this year could be to Louisville.
Wow.
Because they play them right before they play Carolina. And I think Louisville is the kind of team that has that talent where you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I can't just outrun that guy. Oh, man, I got to block that defensive end. So whatever they get out of the portal, I'm sure will help them this year. But I think they have a chance to beat Clemson. I think they have a chance to beat NC State. I think they're with Miami. Miami, NC State, Louisville, Clemson, to me are the most talented teams in the league.
Wow.
Wow. We don't have many drops on our show, but that one might be one of them.
Wow. Wow.
Steve, you were listening to that.
Yeah.
And that was fresh off of you just saying, I mean, you did it organically. You said, listen, Monty, you know, hey, what if Lole frees up Ashton? Because, listen, Ashton was a player last year.
Yeah.
What if that frees up Ashton? What if that frees up Monty? What if that frees up, you know, a couple of these guys? You know what I'm saying? What if you don't have to bring your whole linebacker crew on these blitzes?
Yeah.
What if every once in a while you can just bring one fifth guy because you're getting pressure off your most impactful defensive tackle transfer?
Mm.
Did you hear that man say Louisville's not just a team? You can't just run away from those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, they got talent. They got some speed.
They got some talent. They got some speed. And again, you hadn't heard that clip, Steve.
No, that's the first time I had heard that.
Yeah, and again, I heard it this morning. I'm like, okay, this is an outsider who at the very, like I said, this is not an outsider with a hot take about some big, you know, overall record, finishing season record, or they're my dark horse to win the ACC. Nothing like that.
Yeah.
This is a guy just saying, listen, man, Clemson, Miami, and Louisville are the other teams with the level of talent, you know, that can be a problem.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's what we know. I mean, like, you've not looked out there, and I think there was why there was so much anger at the end of last season, because you don't look out there and see where you're like, there's just the personnel is not there. And then this year, on top of it, you've went out and did a tremendous job in the transfer portal. I mean, just a tremendous job adding guys like Wiggins, Griffin, you know, Evans, the list goes on.
Right.
Harper. I mean, I could just keep naming guys. And it's like, there's a lot of talent on this team. You've got preseason All-Americans and Caleb Chandler. You've got, I mean, Malik Cunningham is getting, you know, Heisman talk.
Yeah, he's the most, like, decorated returning quarterback, like one of the top decorated yards-wise quarterbacks returning to college football.
Yeah, so it's like it's hard for me to just say, well, the expectation's 6.5 wins. It's like, no, the roster's there. I think we should expect 8 wins, 7 wins. I mean, like, that should be the floor. I think it will be. Wow.
Middays with Marcus Mason on 939 The Ville.
Wow.
Now that sports have officially kicked off, there's only 4 things missing from your playbook. 4
pegs. Looking for great smoked wings. GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.